Get ready for fun time, prime time, big time, real time, show time. It's Edible Honesty time. And in the meantime, get ready for your favorite partner in crime, one of the greatest talkers of all time, the king of edible honesty.
Oh me, oh my hot apple pie, let's get down and let's talk about the ins and outs of the food industry. My name is Andrew, I'm your host, and I am ready to rock. So let's cut right into it. Today, we will be discussing the politics of vegan food as it relates to one of the latest players to disrupt the plant-based industry. I know you know them because, quite frankly, they have spent a ton of money to get your attention. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you the Impossible Burger. Now, before I start discussing the Impossible Burger, let me inform you that I am a food expert who is simply stating his opinion, and what makes my opinion worth listening to is that I have been on both sides of the fence on this one. I was a longtime vegan who started and ran the very first disruptive members-only vegan restaurant with its very own private hydroponic garden, specializing in rare fruits, vegetables, herbs, and edible flowers in Southern California for over 15 years, and it attracted a who's who celebrity membership list. Therefore, vegan cuisine will always be my first love, and I remain uniquely dedicated to vegan cuisine. However, I also admit that I know the carnivorous world and still indulge when I can, because today I am what is known as an omnivore. But what I really am is I am a neutral and casual observer who is commenting on a social and political injustice that is disrupting the future of the plant-based industry, and not in a good way. I am no different, my friends, than anyone commenting on George Floyd. I do not have to be black to comment on Mr. Floyd to be outraged and angered, nor do I currently have to be vegan to be morally outraged and realize when things have just gone too far and too afoul. So, with that in mind, let's cut right into the highly processed patty of soulless edible technology, the Impossible Burger. Now, my question of the day is simply, when the hell and on what planet did vegans decide it was important to fabricate animal blood dripping from vegan or plant-based meat? Or let's phrase it another way, shall we? When the hell did the vegan community all get together and decide that it is finally time to turn the metaphoric murdering of animals into a full-blown plant-based commodity? Now, everybody settle down. Order in the frickin' court before someone gets all riled up. Let's gain a little perspective here first, shall we? Now, for the record, the world's first official veggie burger simply consisted of wheat, gluten, sesame, soy, and oats. That was it. And this one, this will blow you away. It was simply called the Veggie Burger. And the Veggie Burger was created by a vegetarian who never ate a hamburger in his life. All he wanted to simply do was provide an inexpensive, alternative, bovine-free, of course, for those who did not crave or feast upon dead cow flesh. The Veggie Burger, it provided vegans and vegetarians with their very own option at the supermarket. And it allowed those that were vegan and vegetarian to finally have a culinary identity of their own. Now, sure, the veggie burger was ultra highly processed. And sure, it contained enough sodium in it to eliminate any, say, all health benefits. But hey, at least it was created with lots of love. And it was launched with perfect intentions. And it truly served a real purpose. And it truly filled a void in the marketplace. And it helped to pave the way for those who were vegan and vegetarians to gain some sort of societal understanding and a dialogue for change. The veggie burger in no way attempted to mimic the burning flesh and fats of a dead cow sizzling and screaming on an open grill, let alone impersonate the ever-present thing called cow's blood, proudly spitting and dripping out of every patty. And yet, today, that's precisely where vegan cuisine is. And that's all thanks to the Impossible Burger. It just does not get any more barbaric than metaphoric murder. I mean, it's like Al Pacino's character in Scarface suddenly traded in his lucrative Coke business and instead moved all of his Coke money into an even dirtier and even more barbaric and now even more profitable business of making plant-based burgers that bleed and taste just like real dead cows. So say hello to my little friend. Now, that being said, I know that the object in vegan food is to not pay homage to the meat industry and to not pay homage to the slaughtering and butchering and mass consumption of animals. Nevertheless, I am so impressed with the team over at Impossible Burger, he said sarcastically and with utter disdain. First of all, any food company, let alone a plant-based food company, that miraculously achieves something that was absolutely unthinkable for the last 10,000 years of documented civilization, simply effing scares me. And what simply scares me even more is an evil food corporation or an evil food product that has the gall to give itself a corporate name that is not only intentionally misleading, but furthermore, it takes advantage of the public by insinuating that this particular item was not created in a laboratory. No. But rather by the anointed one, the Messiah, the Savior, the Almighty, Jesus Christ himself. Now, in particular, when a food company implies that their product was created by the Lord Almighty God himself, my God, that simply scares the shit out of me. And just so you know, these evil corporations I am speaking of, they give their evil products Bible-believing names like Miracle and Wonder and even Impossible. So now, allow me to give you a little working example. Let's start with a classic, the Bible-believing word miracle, as in, it's a miracle that this pile of highly processed shit whipped into anything at all. Thank you, Jesus, for this miraculous pile of extra white whip. But wait, I admit, I know nature never intended this white whip to be a food product. So what if we imply something Bible-believing, and we call this extra white whip, which miraculously came together. It's a miracle whip. You know, like It's a miracle. And just like that, a great lie was told by inserting the word miracle into the name of the product. They successfully and subtly implied that this miracle was performed by Jesus himself and not in a laboratory, as Jesus himself miraculously whipped up a mayonnaise-like alternative for the entire planet to enjoy. And that, my friends, is how the world was bestowed with the completely unnecessary, unnatural, hyper-processed, it's a miracle whip. Or let's select another word out of the loaded deck like wonder. As in, it's a freaking wonder that this unholy, never should have been performed science experiment actually worked and baked itself into anything at all, let alone an actual loaf of already sliced bread. This wondrous food product by science is so unnatural and so highly processed that we need to find a way to instantly gain the public's trust and imply something Bible-believing. Because if we can successfully and subtly imply that this wondrous new loaf of already sliced bread was created by the Lord Jesus himself, well, then we will be somewhere. And to achieve that, we'll call this product, it's a Wonder Bread. And I promise you, soon people all over the globe will soon start saying things like, it's the best thing since sliced bread. And really, what could be the frickin' consequences of fooling around with Mother Nature the way we have over here at It's a Wonder Bread? I mean, really, it's not like people will soon develop an allergy due to our highly processed and completely unnatural Wonder Bread by science. And yet, within a mere 35 years, Americans, thanks to Wonder Bread by science, will develop a new disease. And it will be, to borrow a phrase, the best thing since sliced bread, he said sarcastically, and it will rapidly inflict itself upon one out of every 100 Americans. So what is this disease? And is Wonder Bread by science responsible for this disease? Well, the short answer is, yeah, Wonder Bread is quite responsible for creating and introducing and bringing celiac disease and gluten intolerance and gluten allergy to the world. So isn't that wonderful? And speaking of the word wonder, the only word I fear more, and you should run away from it and run as fast and as far away as you possibly can, especially when this word is used in conjunction with a food product, the word impossible. And that, my friends, brings us to the star of today's program, the company that legitimized the metaphoric murdering of all animals for all vegans to finally enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you again the Impossible Burger. So why are we talking about the Impossible Burger? Well, we are talking about the Impossible Burger because they've done it. They have done it over at the Impossible Burger. They have literally reinvented the wheel. The folks over at Impossible Burger have actually sold the public on consuming perhaps the most offensive, highly processed, completely barbaric, soulless piece of edible technology that has ever been created in a laboratory. Now, while most scientists on the planet are devoting themselves to doing good, you know, things like trying to find the cure for the coronavirus and cancer or any other incurable disease like the common cold or Crohn's disease or even celiac disease, but not these guys, not the geniuses over at the Impossible Burger. No, these guys, the science team over at the Impossible Burger, they are devoting themselves and hundreds of millions of dollars to ensuring that now all vegans can finally experience a hyper-processed burger that is not only higher in fat and higher in sodium, but best of all, it has that lifelike dead cow flesh taste and that lifelike dead cow blood dripping from every patty that clearly all vegans have been secretly yearning for since, I'd say, the dawn of veganism. What a scientific accomplishment. Plant meat that now bleeds and tastes just like real dead cows, he said sarcastically again and with utter disdain. Now, it's true. The people over at Impossible Burger, they could have opted to do the world actual good, and they could have invested all of their money into preserving reality. You know what I'm talking about. All the heirloom and precious fruits and vegetables and herbs and edible flowers and grains and seeds all over the globe. And they could have saved the edible world as opposed to manufacturing and perverting plant-based foods and Mother Nature into bleeding biblical beasts. But let's imagine for one moment that Impossible Burger, that the people at Impossible Burger had some compassion, and they went the other way by preserving the edible history that surely would have been lost forever. The folks over at Impossible Burger then could have given the vegan community and the world access to experience these rare foods and flavors and reap the rewards of edible history and inexplicable energy and true edible power that truly can only come from consuming these precious and these dying heirlooms. And in doing so, the folks at Impossible Burger, they literally could have preserved centuries of edible history and energy and love and literally re-energized a global farming community which today is at death's door. And in doing so, in saving the history of the edible world and by reintroducing the world to real superfoods that have never been and will never be modified. I mean, the team over at Impossible Burger could have provided the plant-based community with the most powerful superfoods in the world and provided super solutions for the planet. For God's sake, they at least could have exhibited a touch of freaking creativity, considering the fact that all edible plants contain protein, and they could have made a collection of beautiful plant-based superfood burgers and sliders with real ingredients that would have captured a vegan community's imagination and love and trust and appetite, and I mean forever. But instead, the folks at Impossible Burger decided to create a perverse, ill-intended, ultra, highly processed, unnecessary piece of edible technology. And just what are they doing to make these Impossible Burgers that up until this point in time had been absolutely unthinkable? Or let's phrase it another way, impossible. I mean, let's look at what the folks over at the Impossible Burger achieved to further advance food by science, shall we? Vegan meat that now bleeds. What a fucking advent. What an accomplishment. It's just like checking all the boxes when you fill out your serial killing application. Speaking of which, I mean, what type of scientists actually do this work? You know, the fucking impossible. I mean, what do these guys say at dinner parties? You can't grasp what I do. It's just not possible. And who are these scientists, these genius scientists over at Impossible Burger that must have nothing better to do than radically pervert nature and push the limits of decency and morality? Really, who are these scientists who, for lack of a better term, have quite obviously turned to the dark side? Because I assume an individual scientist that takes a job over at the Impossible Burger answered an ad that read something like this: wanted, bored, meth addicted, Nazi scientist without ethics and morals, eager to pervert food and science. Because it takes a monster to make a veggie burger taste and bleed just like a real dead cow. And what exactly are they doing at Impossible Burger that 10,000 years of documented, civilized culinary history could not accomplish? Because I mean, really, what could make a true vegan happier than a metaphoric cow that has now just been metaphorically murdered and is now metaphorically bleeding and metaphorically sizzling on an open grill? I mean, really, nothing except for perhaps more metaphoric blood, he said sarcastically again and with utter disdain. And speaking of disdain, someone ought to create a line of vegan blood sausage. How freaking good does that sound? Now, sure, I know what you were thinking, and believe me, you're right. Blood sausage is illegal, blah, 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 blah. Now, the reason blood sausage is illegal is due to some arbitrary laws and regulations that have been set forth by the USDA that makes using blood in food illegal, blah, 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 blah. But hey, the USDA, what a bunch of frickin' pussies, am I right? And we over here at Impossible Burger, we're only going to be using laboratory-created, dried, keyword vegan, pig's blood. It's all just edible technology, for Christ's sake, so lighten up and sample our vegan blood sausage. And speaking of vegan blood sausage, I don't know if you know this, the primary ingredient in blood sausage is, of course, dried pig's blood. Now, ours over here, obviously, we're going to call ours the Impossible Blood Sausage, and it'll be marketed as the greatest and the next big thing in plant-based cuisine, and it'll be advertised simply as now comprised of even more vegan dried pig's blood than ever before. Believe me, my vegan friends, one bite of our Impossible Blood Sausage and you'll think you're starring in Carrie the movie, the frickin' prom scene. And to prove nobody gets the vegan community better than we do here at Impossible Burger, we are proud to introduce, coming this month, the Impossible Human Blood Sausage, he tried saying in his best Charlton Heston voice. Because, well, once you've crossed the line, and let's fucking face it, that line was seriously crossed when Impossible Burger turned the metaphoric murdering of cows into a full-blown plant-based commodity. So now, once you've allowed yourself to believe there is nothing wrong with metaphorically eating dead cow flesh and metaphorically eating dead cow blood, well then, my friends, let's face it, the sky, it's the frickin' limit. So now that the sky is the freaking limit, what could possibly be on the impossible vegan menu of the near future? He queried. Perhaps an impossible live vegan lobster that kicks and screams when you drop it in the pot. I mean, come on. Let's face it. The impossible live vegan lobster. It's like King Midas, as I was told. Now that would be worth investing in. You think about it. A laboratory created live vegan lobster that someone, heck, anyone can drop into a pot of boiling water. And you could watch that live vegan lobster kick and scream until it finally boils itself to death. Just like a real good Broadway show. And then dinner, Morris, it just doesn't get more fun. And it just doesn't get more vegan. And it just doesn't get more impossible than that. But wait, you know, we at Impossible Burger did not just stop with the Impossible Blood Sausage and the Impossible Live Vegan Lobster. No! We now have a rack of plant-based Impossible pork ribs that anyone can eat, down to the very savory, lifelike vegan bones. You know, an impossibly nice and southern vegan rack of pork ribs, where you can see all the vegan collagens and all the vegan fats and all that vegan pig's blood melting and making all that impossible pork rib meat that much more tender and that much more juicy. Now, we over here at Impossible Burger, we know it's a fact that all animals do cry when they become aware that they will be slaughtered. So, that being said, how about a delightful vegan butchering lesson on what to do with your new live Impossible vegan Thanksgiving turkey? Impossible? Not anymore. That's right. We at Impossible Burger are proud to bring you our latest and greatest piece of highly unnatural, unnecessary, ultra-processed piece of soulless, edible technology. Allow us to introduce the Impossible Live Turkey. Does that sound like a vegan's dream come true? You betcha it does. I know it. I'm sure most of you vegans all felt like when you fell asleep last night, the world was dark and cold and held no possibilities. And then, suddenly, you awoke in impossible vegan heaven where everything is impossibly bright and impossibly filled with palm trees. That's right. It's impossible vegan heaven where vegan unicorns not only run wild, but they are also on the freaking menu. So, do try our vegan unicorn tartar. That is right. The scientists over here at Impossible Burger, the team, we have used billions of dollars and all of our resources to fabricate live vegan unicorns just so we could slaughter them and enjoy some good old-fashioned vegan unicorn tartar. Now, as far as vegan unicorn tartar, we suggest it is best served with onions, capers, pepper, vegan Worcestershire sauce, and other assorted random undisclosed seasonings. Oh, and of course, vegan unicorn tartar is best enjoyed with our latest and greatest new product, an extra large raw impossible runny vegan egg yolk on top. So now, what does this all come down to? Well, the real vegan community here, they have turned a blind eye and seemingly ushered in a permanently altered state of vegan food, one in which morals and ethics no longer matter. And now, because plant-based or vegan food has crossed the proverbial line, the world of vegan food will forever be unrecognizable and will be forever savage in nature. And for that, the vegan community owes a great deal of thanks to the metaphoric murderers over at the Impossible Burger. Folks, have you ever heard of a slippery slope? Well, this one is coated with butt lube. Now, I have a great concept for a line of vegan, plant-based burgers and sliders, and all they do is pay homage to the beautiful, powerful ingredients they are meant to celebrate. None of them smell, cook up, or obviously they don't bleed like animals because they are comprised of real plant-based superfoods and edible flowers. I call it not an animal burger. Who's in? So, that's a wrap. That's a wrap on the Impossible Burger. My name is Andrew. You have been listening to Edible Honesty. Get ready to tune in next time when I will be discussing the political and social state of our human food supply chain, in particular as to how our entire human food supply chain is all headed towards complete and total culinary extinction. I will talk to you next time, my friends.